This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, dear friends. Parshas Bamidbar, three sharp divrei Torah from the Sefer Pnine Kedem. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Bey, second Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar. Su'u es roish ka'adas b'nei Yisrael b'mispar shemais kol zachar l'gul galaysam. And yet when it comes to Shevet Levi, it says, Pekoides b'nei Levi, l'veis avaysam l'mishbechaysam kol zachar mi ben chodesh ramala tifkedem, and it doesn't say l'gul galaysam. Why does it only say l'gul galaysam by the rest of Klal Yisrael and not by Shevet Levi? Says Hagoyin Rav Shmuel Krakover. In Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin, it talks about the possibility that someone could have two heads. However, if you have two heads, you can't live that long. Therefore, Shevet Levi, who's counted from a month, it could be someone had two heads. And therefore, you're going to come to make a mistake and count them twice. Therefore, it doesn't say L'gul Galaysa. Because at 30 days old, somebody could be alive with two heads. So therefore, it can't say by the head count, because it doesn't go by the head count, it goes by the person. Masha'in came by the Shar Shvatim, that are counted by 20. So, you can't have somebody with two heads. They wouldn't have survived at 20 years old. 30 days old, you can have someone with two heads. 20 years old, you can't. So in order that we don't mistakenly count someone with two heads, it doesn't say L'gul Galaysam by Shevet Levi. Here's a great one. By all the Shvatim it says, Livnei Ruvain, Livnei Shemain, Livnei Yisachar, but by Naphtali it's Bnei Naphtali. It doesn't say Lamed, it just says Bnei. Says Rav Shaul of Amsterdam, the sum total of Yidden we already knew. We knew the total, 603,550. The question is, we need to know the breakdown of the Shvatim. The total number remained the same from the first count. We need to know the breakdown of the Shvatim. So we count Reuven, Shimon, Levi, so on and so forth. We count Yehuda first. The last Shevet standing was Naphtali. Once we got up to Naphtali, we knew what his count would be, because we knew the sum total to begin with. We just needed to know the breakdown. Once we got the breakdown of the first 11, then we automatically knew the breakdown of the 12th. So by the first 11, where we actually needed to know the number in each Shevet, it says Livnei, Livnei, Livnei. But once we got to the 12th and final one, Naphtali, we didn't need to know the breakdown. We knew it already. Therefore, it just says, this is the number, as you know, B'nai Naphtali, says Reb Shaul of Amsterdam. And then, from Hagoyin Reb Shmuel Faivish Kahana, a grandson of the Sma, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says in Daf Yud Zayin, how did Moshe Rabbeinu make the lottery for the Levium? He took 22,000 papers and he wrote Ben Levi, and on 273, he wrote 5 Shkalim. He put them in a box. He said, take your piece. If your piece said Ben Levi, so then the Bechar was redeemed by a Ben Levi. If yours said 5 Shkalim, you had to pay 5 Shkalim. Question, why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to write on 22,000 times Ben Levi? Leave it blank. Leave the 22,000 papers blank, and on the 273 that said Chamesh Slam, he could write Chamesh Slam. Says Rav Shmuel Faivish Kahana, very simple. Moshe was afraid for some kind of deceit. You might have a guy who his piece of paper said 5 Slam, but he doesn't want to pay the 5 Slam. So what he's going to do is he carried with him a blank piece of paper as just in case, to make sure that he wouldn't have to pay the five. So he might whip out the blank paper, and then we're not going to know whether he legitimately pulled up a blank paper. So Moshe wrote Ben Levi, because nobody could forge Moshe's signature. It's not like, you know, you could forge his handwriting. Handwriting, you have a Tfiyas Ayin on. Blank paper, that's the easiest thing to forge. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to write it. Okay, these are three ideas on Parshas Bamidbar. This week's Wednesday night shiur was last night, so make sure you tune in to last night's shiur of the Lamdus of Trump's historic Shabbos 250, which, by the way, is taking place on Chav Tes Iyar. Chav Tes Iyar is Gematria 250. That's what they're saying from Rav Shalom Kamenetsky. Okay, have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.